And I want to talk about the development of booklets on menstrual hygiene and hand hygiene. So it's led by Lithuania, a National Public Health Center and the Ministry of Health in cooperation with Ministry of Health of the Republic of Lithuania and also with the Lithuanian Sports University and together with the World Health Organization Europe and Institute of Public Health of the Republic of North Macedonia is collecting information on the best practices on hand hygiene and menstrual health in educational institutions. And all these booklets' aim is to inspire action to accelerate progress and on ensuring quality education through improved hand hygiene and menstrual health, and all this end product, as I said, a booklet of case studies from across the region. Next slide, please. And here I want to show our process. So from July 2023, we had a poster for the 7th Ministerial Conference on Environment and Health in Budapest, Hungary, where we aim to invite pan-European countries to join us in gathering best practices in hand hygiene and menstrual health. Second thing was in 2023 July, the project outline was approved by WHO Regional Office for Europe, European Center for Environment and Health, and the project outline defining the project aim, objectives, target groups, and working methodology. And we are now also still working on the desk review, and we're working on the latest version of the literature review. As it was mentioned, in December 2023, we had participation in a sub-regional remote workshop in Astana, Kazakhstan, where introduced our project. Then, on the 1st February, we launched an electronic survey. And now we are drafting outline questions for the follow-up interviews and the booklet structure while we are working on answers from the electronic survey. Next slide, please. And this is how we imagine our structure of booklets. So it's ensuring hand hygiene and ensuring menstrual health by national, municipal and school level. Which will be a legal framework, policy enforcement and accountability, cross-sectional actions, monitoring and evaluation and financing, and all of this will be good practice. Next slide, please. And future plans, what are we working right now with the booklets? So as I said, follow-up interviews and qualitative and quantitative data analysis, because we are working with the electronic survey and interviews, the information gathering on good practices. Then we will summarize the information of what we have collected, prepare booklets for publication, and we are planning in August 2024, organize an event remotely to present the review. Next slide, please. And we also want to ask if you have a story to share on good practices in your country for hand hygiene and or menstrual health, and you didn't fill out a survey already, we want to ask you to join us and fill out that survey. And also we want to ask to be welcome to take a part in our interviews. So thank you, and giving words to Marta.
For presenting